Well, that was Had Me a Real Good Time from The Faces, and the reason for playing that is that we're about to talk to Andy Neal, who's written Had Me a Real Good Time, Faces Before, During and After. Andy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Tim.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, and I cannot believe that somebody has put together such a comprehensive book about such a brilliant band. I've absolutely loved reading it, I have to tell you. You're a huge fan, obviously.
I am. Huge fan. It's funny, I started off, I talk about it in the introduction. I started off in 1971. I heard, before I could afford to buy records, I heard Every Picture Tells a Story, and from there I sort of worked backwards. I realized that the guys that not only Rod Stewart had a solo career, that he was in a band called The Faces, and that this band called The Faces also had an illustrious career before as the Small Faces. So it was a case of archaeology, really.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that really, really impressed me, is you've gone off in so many different directions to pull the strands together. And what you realise reading the book is just how interconnected, almost incestuous, the music business probably always has been, but certainly was at that time.
Absolutely. In the mid-60s, you know, all the members of the band were playing in their respective bands. They were playing the same sort of gig circuit up and down the country, the same clubs and almost the same audiences. They came out of the big sort of mod boom of the mid-60s, and it was almost destined that they'd eventually find each other.
I think for anyone who's too young to perhaps remember The Faces at the top of their game, it's hard to describe quite what it was about them, because the records are good, they're very, very good, but there was something extra about when you saw them live, wasn't there?
Yes, they were one of those bands that in a way, that although they made some good records, their real home, their sort of natural habitat was the stage, because they were there to entertain, and that was quite evident when you saw them. You know, if the audience didn't get off, then the band didn't get off. You know, it was a sort of a natural relationship between the two.
Yeah, and you make the point in the book that you kind of lost interest a bit in Rod Stewart after he went off and became a different kind of performer, but that doesn't take away from the fact of what a great frontman for a band he was, and perhaps still is.
Oh yes, I mean, he was absolutely fantastic. I mean, you know, there's very few singers, and especially if you judge it from today's standpoint, that are so distinctive. And I mean, when I first heard him in 1971, I thought, this guy, you know, the sandpaper voice is just you know, the fact that in those early days, before he started dressing up in all the satin and lace, you know, he did look great, just with this, you know, the suede jackets and the suits and everything. He did look pretty like a guy. He looked like a star, but he looked like a guy a star that had just come from the football stand or from the betting shop.
Yeah.
You know, he just still had that common touch.
He was one of the lads,
yeah,
as they
yeah.
say. And talking about Rod briefly, I mean, there's 1,000 facts in the book that I could ask you about, but here's one that I spotted and thought, wow, that's really, really interesting. When you think of how confident Rod Stewart is on stage, and you would think always has been, you tell the story of how the first time he walked out on a big stage in America, he lost his voice.
Yes, he was crippled with nerves. This was the Fillmore East in New York City, when he was part of the Jeff Beck group. He was the singer for that band, and Jeff Beck had a very formidable reputation from his time with the Yardbirds as a sort of a guitar whiz, and so there was the American audiences where the Yardbirds were very very popular with American audiences. So they were primed up to see the Jeff Beck group, and Rod, of course, was well aware of all their expectations. And so they're playing this prestigious show in New York, and he was so nervous that he started the first song literally singing from behind the amplifiers.
Incredible, you know? To think, isn't
yeah.
it, really?
Yeah.
And how did you, I mean, as I say, there are loads of facts like that, they're all fascinating, but how did you find all this information?
Well, it was a lot of graft. The first year, it took roughly 2 years to complete this in total. It was, the first year was more or less just researching, just literally getting down and going through all of the music papers from not only Great Britain, but also America as well. Excuse me, the Rolling Stone magazine and various other publications, and just literally like looking for any mention, any interview, any review, and then making a list of the people I needed to speak to, and then and like an extra year of just like literally bolting down and writing it, you know.
And any feedback from the survivors? Of course, there are only three left alive now.
Well, there's a little quote from Rod on the front. Rod was initially, I made an approach to Rod, and just for one reason or another, it didn't happen. But he saw the book, thanks to his elder brother, and he very much likes it. He likes it so much, in fact, that a lot of his autobiography borrows from my book.
But
imitation being the sincerest form of flattery and all that.
Yeah.
So he likes it. I know Ronnie Wood has seen it and likes it. I'm not sure about Kenny Jones, but the biggest supporter of the book, who really liked it, and unfortunately we've now lost, which is one of the reasons for the book being updated, is Ian McLagan, the keyboardist, who died in December 2014. He was a big champion of the book, and he really liked it.
Well, I can say with my hand on heart that anyone who's a Faces fan who hasn't got this book needs to get it. And if you're too young to remember the Faces, buy it for your dad and let him relive his youth. The book is called Faces. Had me a real good time before, during and after. We've been talking to the author, Andy Neil. It's available from Omnibus Press for $18.99. It'll be the best $18.99 you spend this year, I'm sure. Andy, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim.
And,
thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And let's have some more music from the Faces.
Cheers.